Okay, so someone sent us this article about this WeMean thing. WeMean ASIC-M, I think it's called.
Okay.
And it's like all this tap and earn easy money stuff. And look, I get it. It's exciting.
Yeah.
But like before we like jump head first into all of this
Maybe.
virtual mining stuff, maybe we should unpack it a little.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good idea.
Okay, so.
You know, these platforms, I mean, they're everywhere, right? Like everyone's promising to make you a crypto king or queen.
Right.
But like I always say, there's always more to the story than what they're putting out there.
Okay, so should we start with this democratizing mining thing?
Yeah, sure.
Because like right away, that just seems like such a bold claim. Like
Yeah.
really? I can just like tap my phone and be rolling in crypto.
Well, and that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? I mean, on one hand, I can see the appeal, especially, you know, if you're new to all of this,
Yeah.
you don't need to buy expensive equipment or spend hours like figuring out how to set it all up.
Right, and this WeMind thing seems like they're really pushing that easy access angle,
Yeah.
like leaderboards,
Yeah.
daily bonuses, even like upgrading your virtual mining equipment, like it's straight out of a video game.
Absolutely. I mean, they're tapping into that like instant gratification thing
Yeah.
and like the competitive aspect.
Right.
And I mean, there's nothing wrong with making it fun and easy to use,
But
but
there's always a but, right?
right, exactly. Like, are they just distracting you know, keeping you busy with all the bells and whistles while they're the ones actually making all the money?
Okay, so let's dig into this a bit. So they mentioned this thing called WBTC wrapped Bitcoin. What even is that?
So that's a great question, and it kind of gets to the core of how these platforms work.
Okay.
So WBTC, it's basically like an IOU for Bitcoin, but it's on a different blockchain, and it's supposed to like mirror the value of Bitcoin.
Okay.
But the catch is it needs a custodian.
A what?
A custodian, basically a third party who holds the actual
Oh,
Bitcoin.
so it's like a digital stand-in almost.
Yeah, you could say that.
Okay, but then what happens if that custodian just disappears?
Right.
What happens to your WBTC then?
Well, that's the risk you take with any third-party system.
Yeah.
And it's the kind of thing that they don't really highlight in their marketing materials.
Right, of course not.
I mean, yeah, WBTC, it offers convenience and maybe it's faster for some transactions, but you're also taking on this extra risk that you wouldn't have if you were just using Bitcoin directly.
Okay, so that's interesting. So it's like trading one thing for another, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's easier and faster, but then there's this whole other layer of like, what if?
Yeah, exactly. And that's something to keep in mind with any of these new platforms. You know, what are you giving up for that convenience?
Right, okay, so let's talk about those risks for a second,
Okay.
because the article kind of just like skims over that part.
Right.
What are some red flags we should look out for with something like WeMean?
Well, first off, I'd want to know who I'm dealing with.
Okay.
Like, how long have they actually been around? What's their reputation like? You
Yeah.
know, any scandals or anything?
Okay, that makes sense.
It's like checking someone's references before you hire them, right?
Right. And then how about transparency?
Oh yeah, that's huge.
Like, are they upfront about their fees? What about hidden costs?
Definitely.
And how do they actually share the profit with users?
That's the key, right?
Because they keep saying they're democratizing mining, but it's not very democratic if they're not being open about how much they're taking.
Absolutely. Transparency is crucial.
Yeah.
And it's not just about fees either.
Yeah.
It's about the whole profit-sharing system.
Right.
How do they calculate your earnings? What affects those calculations?
Yeah.
These are all things you should be able to find easily.
Yeah.
If they're being vague about it, that's a big red flag.
Yeah, it's like those get-rich-quick schemes. Like, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is.
Yeah, there's no such thing as a sure thing in crypto
Right.
or any investment, really.
Yeah.
And if anyone's promising you guaranteed returns,
Yeah.
run the other way.
So besides checking their background and how transparent they are, what else should people keep in mind?
I'd say don't underestimate the power of just like looking around online.
Yeah.
Like, go beyond their website and their ads, see
Yeah.
what people are saying on forums,
Okay.
Reddit, review sites.
Wow.
Get the good and the bad.
Yeah, that's always a good rule of thumb.
For sure.
Don't just rely on one source.
Exactly. And while you're at it,
Yeah.
take a look at their security measures too. Like,
Yeah.
how do they keep your money safe? What happens if there's a hack?
That's a good point. But it's like you were saying before, like you're always giving up something for that convenience.
Exactly. And sometimes that cost is higher than you realize.
Right. Okay. So say someone's listening to this and they're like, hey, virtual mining actually sounds kind of cool. What are some like key questions they should ask themselves?
Okay.
And maybe ask WeMind before they do anything.
Well, I think the first question is always, can I afford to lose this money? Because let's be real, crypto is unpredictable.
Yeah.
There are no guarantees.
If you're not okay with potentially losing everything,
exactly.
Won't even bother.
And it's good advice for any investment, really.
Absolutely.
And then think about like what you're hoping to get out of this. Are you trying to make a quick buck?
Right.
Or are you thinking long term?
Yeah, that'll definitely change how you approach it.
For sure.
Yeah. And I think the biggest thing is just like, do your research.
Yeah. Knowledge is power.
Right. The more you understand this stuff.
Absolutely.
Like about cryptocurrency, blockchain, this specific platform,
mm-hmm.
the better decisions you can make.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions. You know, well, like if something doesn't make sense, ask.
Yeah.
Look for different opinions.
Yeah. Like you were saying before, yeah. Don't just rely on their website.
Right. Find some other sources.
Okay. So to wrap up our deep dive into WeMean ASIC M, I think the big takeaway here is this virtual mining. It sounds cool on the surface.
Yeah.
Right? Like ease of money, passive income. Who wouldn't want that?
Right.
But like we've been saying, there's always more to it. So yeah, be skeptical.
Yeah.
Do your research, understand the risks.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can decide if it's right for you.
And maybe as you're doing all that research, ask yourself this.
Okay.
Are these platforms actually making things more equal?
Mm.
Or are they just finding new ways for the same people to get richer?
That's a great question to think about.
Yeah, something to ponder.
Well, that about wraps up our deep dive into WeMean ASIC M.
Yeah.
Hopefully this gave everyone something to think about.
I hope so.
As you're navigating the wild world of cryptocurrency.
It's a wild ride for sure.
That's for sure.
All right.
Until next time.